Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Mom Talk Radio. We have another fantastic show for you today. We are in the middle of November. We have just fallen back on the clock, so that the nights are a little bit shorter, and it's certainly gets sunnier earlier in the morning. So by now, we should be all adjusted to the time change. And we have also celebrated Halloween, a big fave with, of course, all the kids out there and the parents like me who sneak all their favorite candy out of the candy bag. Actually, my kids are really good about it. They literally said, "Mom, take your pick." I said, "Thank you so much." You know, so I had my share of my, anything chocolate really, but Baby Ruth. And I think we had this argument a couple shows ago with our fabulous engineer, Al, and Reese's versus Reese's. So I have Reese's and Snickers and Baby Ruth. Those are probably my top three. Anything chocolate goes for me. So, and with that said, we are also had just, this is Veterans Day weekend, and it's actually a day to, or weekend rather, to celebrate the veterans who are still living. So that's the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, which is in May, is that Memorial Day is obviously in memory of veterans and service men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice. This weekend is about the veterans that are still living, although you can go obviously pay tribute to any veteran living or deceased, but it's a great time to actually ask your servicemen and women and your family, your neighbors, your friends, ask the kids to ask them about what service, the service was like, what it was like to serve for your country. My dad is 87. He is a Korean War veteran. And I want to mention briefly that the Honor Flight program, which takes veterans up to Washington, D.C. to see the memorial that is in their honor for whatever war they served in, is a wonderful experience. And my dad had the privilege and pleasure of going last year. He went with a chaperone. And my brother-in-law is also a chaperone. He lives in Boca. But anyway, if you know a veteran in your life and would like to take an honor flight, check it out. It's really amazing. There's World War II. Again, my dad's Korea. So servicemen and women who served and would like to go on an honor flight. It's really a wonderful, wonderful experience. And my dad, at 87, he doesn't remember much, but he definitely remembers that. So it's a terrific organization and effort that this Honor Flight crew and organization makes to honor veterans and get them back to D.C. to see everything about the particular war they served in. So with that said, then after Veterans Day is Thanksgiving. So it's coming up really fast. And as busy moms and dads, take a little bit of time to do some prep work, because it's one of my favorite holidays. And I think anyone with kids and families, it's just so fun. And you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen cooking and cleaning, which again, Thanksgiving is one of those where everything has to, it's a organized chaos, but take a few minutes to look up recipes online. There's dozens of them, of things you can make ahead of time. I know I actually do all my mashed potatoes ahead of time a couple days before, and they keep, as long as you don't put anything, you know, dairy in there yet, just mash them up and then keep them, and then you heat them up. So take a few minutes to do that. And then we also want to mention Premama, our sponsor, before we welcome our first guest. Premama is the prenatal vitamin you can drink, and go to drinkpremama.com, and you can find all the information about these supplements that are in a powder form. So there's a fertility, chewed prenatal, and a lactation supplement you can take, and you mix them in your favorite beverage or non-carbonated beverage or smoothie. So these are really awesome. They contain all the vitamins and minerals that you and your baby need for every step of your maternity journey. So when we come back, we have a wonderful show lined up. We're going to take a quick break and then welcome our first guest, Sid Garza Hillman. He is going to talk about his health manifesto, a book he's just published, we're going to talk about small steps to approaching healthy, happy families. Stay with us. We'll take a short break.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Marion from Maria Today, and I'm pleased to welcome our first guest, Sid Garza Hillman. He's a podcaster and popular YouTuber, and he's the author of a few books, but the latest one is called Raising Healthy Parents, and it's available everywhere, of course, including Amazon. Hi, Sid.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So you have you're a public speaker and certified nutritionist and small steps coach. First, tell me what small steps what does small steps coach do?
Well, I have a particular brand of small steps that I crafted a few years ago, as in the beginning of my career as a nutritionist, and realized that the picture of health and happiness was way bigger than food, and also that if people take too much on at once, they burn out. And so I crafted an approach that allows people to ease their way in a way that they find appropriate for themselves. I train them how to do that. And that's my small steps coaching that allows for long-term behavior change over time.
That's great. I like that idea, because I saw that small steps. I'm thinking, oh, that's me. We're, you know, three kids, busy. I mean, small steps, because then it's almost, and of course, it's not so overwhelming. It's, you know, when you take it bit by bit.
That's the idea. I've got three kids too, and I even have 8-year-old twins as well. So my wife and I are super busy. Yeah, and the fact that we can be healthy and happy means we find moments when we can, and we take those for ourselves, and by doing that, we do better for our kids too, and that's the message of the book.
So congratulations on the book, by the way. It launched just recently, correct?
Yeah, a couple months ago, and it's been doing really well, and I'm really excited about it.
And the title is Raising Healthy Parents, and I think I left off the rest. What was the full title?
Small Steps, Less Stress, and a Thriving Family.
That's great. Tell me what the book is about. Is it? I know what it's about, but in terms of the setup, is it anecdotal? Is it a lot of tips, strategies? What's in it? Just a brief glimpse.
It's splitting. I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it. I really was important to me to, as a busy parent, to not have a book dry that somebody was going to be reluctant to read as a parent. And so, first and foremost, it's very accessible, funny and fun, but very informative. So it's split up into two halves. One, the first half is philosophy, and that's the ideas about how we think of ourselves as parents, how we maybe put our own lives on the back burner when we have children, and kind of going through that whole process. And then the second half is called reality, and that is the very practical tips and tools taking people through my small steps approach. There are even, you know, some recipes on how to minimize time in the kitchen to all this, to maximize the quality of time with your family and to minimize our, as parents, our overall stress. And so and that way I feel like if we're less stressed, then we can parent better. However we choose to parent, we can do that better when we're feeling good as parents in our own bodies. Fine.
Right. Excellent point. And the website, especially about the healthy living family life, is smallsteppers.com. And is that your blog? Is it more about what's on smallsteppers.com?
Smallsteppers.com is a 12-week program that takes people through the ins and outs of my small steps approach. So it's weekly videos, daily emails, weekly live Q&As, and a bunch of extra, you know, content and things like that. And so it literally is a 12-week program. And then SidGarzaHillman.com is where you can find, you know, my YouTube videos, my blog, you know, everything about me, my social media, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's great. So you can basically sign up at smallsteppers.com for this 12-week program.
That's right.
Okay. And I love the comment. It's like, whatever style your parent is, this isn't about parenting style. This is just about being your best self to be a parent, however you choose to parent. So that's a very, very good point. Tell us about your beliefs and the role that diet plays in physical and mental health.
When I said earlier that I found out that early on, I discovered for myself that health and happiness was a bigger picture than food. I do still think that food is the first and foremost factor in our health and happiness. And sometimes that's put last. You know, we do everything else. We do yoga, meditation, and even therapy and all these kinds of things. And they're all great. But for me, first and foremost is taking care of your machine, treating yourself well by nourishing your body. After that, even comes exercise. First for me is the food we put, and especially when it comes to children, feeding them well. We can't expect them to focus in school when we're not nourishing their bodies. It's a foundation of health and happiness. So it does play the first step. But again, I'm more concerned with, can somebody make the changes over time instead of going on a crash diet and then, you know, burning out and yo-yo dieting their whole lives. So again, it's all about the transition for me.
Right. And the reason why that stood out on the list of talking points is that I hired a trainer a few months ago, and I go to the gym, and we always talk about it. Every time he sees me in the morning, he says, "What'd you eat?" Because it's an 80-20 rule is what he says now. You know, it's still a workouts are great, and you run like ultra marathons, so you work out. But 80% is also, it's really what you're eating, about how your body, how fit you are, and your weight balance and weight management, I should say. So I wasn't sure if that was correct or not.
No, I actually agree. I'd actually go a little far. I mean, I think your trainer's totally correct. I always estimate it being, you know, this is a guess, but 90-10 for me. People don't need to exercise, and no wild animals actually exercise. We do need to move our body, but that's different than going to a gym necessarily. And when we do go to a gym, sometimes that's stressful on our bodies, you know, going to a spin class, and it's good stress sometimes, but we got to make sure that we treat our bodies well, nourishing nutritionally, so that we can handle that kind of stuff.
Right. True. Very good point. Okay. So the book again is Raising Healthy Parents, and you give the title because I'm going to mess it up. Go ahead.
No worries. Raising Healthy Parents, Small Steps, Less Stress, and a Thriving Family.
Great. And that's Sid Garza Hillman, GARZA-Hillman. And that's the website as well as smallsteppers.com. The book is available everywhere, including Amazon. Thank you so much for joining us, Sid. And when we come back after the short break, we'll shine the spotlight on moms. We'll talk to Carrie L. about getting organized. Perfect for the holidays.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com.
Mom Talk Radio is back. This is Marian from Maria. I'm pleased to welcome Carrie L. at CARRIELLE.com is her blog. And this is the spotlight on moms. She has two children, 6 and 8. She tweets at Carrie L. blog. And we're going to be talking about organizing, getting organized and planning, because the holidays is basically, in my house, organized chaos. But I don't think it's that organized. So help us out here, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. The holidays are not as organized as I would like them to be in my house either, although I try very hard every year.
Right. So what are your tips? And you blog about this on your on CarrieL.com.
I do. And so I think what for me and for my family, the areas that I struggle with the most are gifts for everybody, trying to kind of organize my shopping list of all the different people that we have to shop for. And then we have to, you know, make sure everything gets mailed out to everybody and that we get everything in that we've ordered. So that's kind of an area where I try to be really strategic and sit down, and I have an actual list, and it's free. You can get it for free on my blog, where you can write down all of the people that you need to shop for, what your budget is, because I know at Christmas time, we all kind of tend to blow our budget. And I try to make an effort not to blow my budget. So we set our holiday shopping budget before we do any shopping at all. And then I write down everybody I need to buy for. I write down how much we're going to spend on each person, what we're going to buy them. And then I keep track of, have I purchased their gift yet? Have I wrapped it? Have I sent it off? And it helps us to try to keep everything organized under budget and then, you know, get it mailed out in time. Because that's the other thing. You end up spending a ton of money, right, mailing all these packages out. So we try to get them all done on time, so we're not paying any extra overnight package fees or anything like that.
I feel like you're literally singing the tune in my house that's been going on for years. That's brilliant.
I know. I mean, how many times, right?
How many times? Literally, I am on your blog right now. I have got to download that because the shopping, I mean, the food and all that, that's fine. All the kids, you're in your house. It's okay. It's the running around. Oh my goodness. The running around. And then I'm online, literally, like you said, paying ridiculous. I'm paying more for the shipping fee than it is for the actual gift most of the time.
It makes me crazy. Or the worst thing is when I'm at the post office, you know, they tell you to ship everything out by like the 16th or the 17th. But, you know, if you don't get it all done in time, then you're there at the 20th or the 21st or whatever, and you're paying extra and you're standing in that long line that nobody wants to be in. And if you just had a little bit of foresight and a little bit of organization, then you can cut that and that piece of chaos entirely out of your life when you need it the most, which is the busiest time of year.
Brilliant. And your blog is beautiful, by the way. I'm looking at it right now. That's lovely. Oh, you got all kinds. Oh, look at that. Yummy. Okay. You got food, weekly meal plans. Okay. So let's talk about meal planning. And I said that at the beginning of the show to busy moms and dads, take the time to look around and find some, you know, things you can make ahead and kind of a checklist and a timeline so you're not so crazed on the actual big Thanksgiving meal day.
Right. So with Thanksgiving, what we do is, and this is also something you can download on my blog if you want it too, I have a meal planning printable so you can plan out your whole Thanksgiving dinner. So we used to do all of Thanksgiving every year. We're not hosting it this year for the first time in a long time. So when we host Thanksgiving dinner, there's so many people coming. There's so many different things. So you have to be organized about it. So we'll sit down and write down everything that we're cooking, everything other people are responsible for, and then build our shopping list around that. And then I have a menu. I have my shopping list. It's in one place. We usually try to make like something a little bit different for the kids because they're not going to eat all the same grown-up food. So we'll make them like a big thing of mac and cheese or, you know, to go with the turkey and the foods they do eat. But there's so many moving pieces, I feel like. And this is the same for Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve, whatever you're hosting. That if you can put it all in one place and, again, be strategic about it, you save hours and hours of time. How many times have you had to go to the grocery store after you've already done all your holiday shopping, you know, and you go there the day before Thanksgiving or worse, Thanksgiving morning, and they never have what you need. And so you can do it a little bit ahead of time and just write your list out and have it there. It's such a big time saver. People say, I don't have time to plan. I don't have time to sit down and do it. I'm just going to wing it. But any meal planning, your weekly meal plans or your holidays, it doesn't take that long, but it will save you so much.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So it's CarrieElle, Carrie L. L is in the model. That's the blog. And it's wonderful. I'm actually looking at it right now. I'm printing out my holiday printable right now. Very, very good. Great advice. And thank you for the tools, by the way. I think I love it. And I'm sure all the other busy moms out there would love it, too. And the blog's Carrie ELLE blog. I mean, sorry, Twitter, right?
Yes. Carrie L blog is Twitter.
Okay, great. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for joining us, Carrie, for the great tips. And we'll chat with you soon. And when we come back after this quick break, I'm joined by Hal Runkel. He's going to be talking about practical wisdom on parenting in today's crazy world. And he's also written books called Scream Free. Let's see what he has to say. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
I am pleased to welcome our next guest, Hal Runkel. He is one of the world's most trusted resources for life improvement. His practical wisdom on relationships, conflict, and leadership helps thousands of people around the world enjoy calmer, happier lives. And that sounds fantastic. Hal is a licensed marriage and family therapist and is celebrating the 10th anniversary of his book called Scream Free Parenting. And as we discussed on the short break, I used to scream a lot. Hi, Hal.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
I'm well. So I used to scream. I mean, tell me about this book. I wish I'd had it 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was available, but what was interesting...
11 years ago.
Well, here's what's interesting is it used to have a different subtitle than it does now, and it really does make a ton of difference. The original subtitle was Raising Your Kids by Keeping Your Cool. And that sounds nice and rhythmic, but the problem is that since then, I've begun to realize that we're not actually raising kids. And that raising kids mentality actually helps us or makes helps us scream even more. A corn farmer is not raising niblets. He's raising corn. Right? A tree farmer is not raising saplings. He's raising trees. So why do we say we're raising kids? If we're raising kids, and that, well, it's because our instinct is to keep them young and safe and innocent and protected for as long as possible. And that's what our anxiety does. And when we're in that mode, then it's easy to freak out over anything and everything. We don't want them to make any mistakes because our job is to protect our kids from any harm.
Correct.
And when they naturally exercise this God-given mind of their own, then we freak out.
We freak out. Yeah. I got it. I get it.
Yeah. And
All right.
It's tough because now I think it's even harder to maintain your cool because the advent of technology and social media, we are surrounded by all the bad that could happen. And we're surrounded by all the other so much more successful parents with so much more beautiful kids, you know, and their pictures on Facebook at the first of the school year are so much better than ours. I think it's harder on parents.
Then there's FOMO, the kids get the fear of missing out because they're seeing everything on Facebook, and then they freak out, and then you freak out because they're upset. And
sure.
About the book, so it's the 10th anniversary. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
You
said it is revised. How is it revised? And again, you said you said the subtitle changed, but what else in the book has evolved over 10 years?
Sure, and that one mentality shift that we're raising adults instead of kids, that has permeated throughout this new version. What does it look like to raise our teenagers into adulthood? What does it look like to raise even our kids, our younger kids, with this mentality that my job is not to protect them. My job is to prepare them. Even when I'm protecting them from the light socket, it is so that they eventually can use electricity. And so everything is this mindset of my job is to help prepare them to do more and more things on their own. And so that permeates throughout the book, as well as we have an entire new chapter on parenting in the digital age and all of the concerns that have been raised in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that was my next question. Have you addressed just the explosion of, you know, the digital, the social media, the digital addictions our kids seem to have? And, you know,
that we are the ones that we're their dealers. In many ways, we're their dealers because, I mean, I see it all the time. You see it too. Now kids screaming in Target in the line and they throw a mobile phone with a game in front of their face and that calms them down. Mm-hmm. Well, I get the temptation, but now that we're learning what that's actually doing to young kids' brains, it's like, why don't you give them a cigarette and a shot of Jack while you're at it? Because that'll calm them down as well. I think we're learning that, you know, those same screens that will soothe your infant will enslave your toddler and your teenager.
And I think we really don't, and they've come out with, you know, there's all research going on, et cetera. I still think we don't know the full extent of the brain development changes that are being altered. Brain development that's being altered. We just don't know yet. I think we still don't know. Because again, the kids, even I have a 10-year-old, she didn't grow up with a scream in front of her face. She's not grown up yet. But you know, when she was, you see her two and 3 years old in the Target cart and mom shoves a screen in front of their face.
Right.
So,
exactly. And we have yet to see. You're absolutely right. I just saw an article. It was one of the designers of the iPhone. And he was saying, I'm now asking myself, are my grandkids going to be asking me if I'm the one that destroyed civilization?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very poignant.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. And just a really quick side note, there's a judge in Fort Lauderdale, a juvenile court judge. And my kids, when my older two were in middle school, we took a field trip to the courthouse and we got sat in front of him in chambers and while he was hearing cases. After that, they got to do a quick Q&A with him. One of the biggest things that comes in front of his courtroom now in the last 5 years, he said, but it was basically what the biggest cases they see are about cell phones getting stolen, mainly stolen. And that's what causes teenagers to completely flip out. That it was shocking that he said that. I was like, whoa, I couldn't believe that was the one. Without hesitation, he said the cell phone. That's the number one thing he sees in his courtroom.
With everything, every bit of our lives being handed more and more every day to the cell phone, then it becomes an extension of ourselves.
Right.
Until it feels like, you know, it feels like you're ripping off my arm.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, that's exactly. And then even I get it where if I left my cell phone at home a couple of days ago by mistake and I was like anxious, I had to get home. I ran home and got it, you know? So
I know.
Anyway,
my son jumped into the river camping, which was great. He was camping. He's 18, but he jumped in the river with his phone and he had to save up money to buy the new one. And so he was without it for like 5 weeks. And when I, at one point, like after a month, I said, look, they still haven't got it to you. It's going to be another week. And he was like, good. I'm happier.
Uh-huh. Well, that's funny. My 15-year-old daughter got in trouble. This was a while ago, but it was, we took her phone away for about a week. And by day one and two, we're pretty like begging and, you know, please give my phone back. Day three, we even said to her, we have our daughter back. It was amazing.
Right.
Like, you know, that shift where they just didn't have to rely on that. And she was in the kitchen and cooking with us. And we were like, oh my goodness, we should have done this. We should have always done. We should have done this a long time ago. So now we actually, that taught us a lesson to alter and control more the time they spend on it. So interesting.
And the time we all spend on it. I know some great families that just said, hey, tech-free Tuesdays, you know, for 4 hours every Tuesday and nobody has it. And we have to actually interact with each other.
Exactly. Okay, so back to, it's Scream-Free Parenting. The 10th anniversary edition is available everywhere books are sold, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And through our website at screamfree.com, where we've got a daily email that goes out to like 30,000 folks. But we also have some cool things. We support military families, and that's been so much of our work for like the last 7 years.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And so you can buy a book on our website, and that sends a book to a free book to a military family. Somewhere around
the
world.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's wonderful for you and your organization. Thank you so much for doing that. Again, screamfree.com. That's Hal Runkle. And the book's available everywhere. And when we take a short break after that, we'll welcome Julie Cole. She is the co-founder of Mabel's Labels. Stay with us.
This is Mom Talk Radio. The number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome Julie Cole to Mom Talk Radio. She is the co-founder of Mabel's Labels, and go to mabelslabels.com, and they're available everywhere. These things are the bomb. I've known about them for a long time, and Julie, as one of the co-founders, is also a mother of six. Yes, six children. How does she do it? Let's find out. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Julie.
Well, thanks for having me.
Basically, Mabel's Labels was literally a basement startup, and now it's an award-winning, celebrity-endorsed international brand.
So, I mean, it has been an adventure. We started about 14 years ago and literally started in my sister's basement. And the reason Mabel's Labels really came about was I was sitting with my friends who started the company with me. There are four of us, four co-founders, and we noticed a product was missing from the market. And it's so basic and simple, but we noticed that, you know, when people were trying to identify their kids' belongings, they were using masking tape, they were trying to use permanent marker, and the solutions didn't work, and they were not pretty at all, and we just thought maybe we can do better than this. And we started looking around, and there really wasn't anything on the market for personalized labels that were super durable, like go through the dishwasher, go through the microwave, because we wanted them for, you know, their bottles and their sippy cups and all that stuff you'd send to daycare or, you know, your play group, and everybody had the same stuff, and it would go missing, and we were just tired of losing stuff, really. So we had the product idea. And so that was kind of simmering away. And then I suppose the real catalyst then was that my eldest child, who was then 3 years, 3 months, got an autism diagnosis. And at that point, I just felt like the traditional workforce was not going to suit me any longer. I'm a recovered lawyer. And I thought, you know, I need to really focus on getting a good program for this kid and his therapy. And so I said to the gals at this point, I'm like, guys, you know what? I think it's time. I think it's time for us to launch our label idea. I need a little bit more flexibility. And they were just like, yeah, let's do it. And we just have not looked back.
That's wonderful. What a great story. So again, we as at Mom Talk Radio and as, you know, a marketing to moms agency, we know that usually necessity is the mother of invention, and you have invented a product. And you said, like you said, it's sometimes such a small, overlooked product in a small little category, but what a niche you've found with Mabel's Labels.
Absolutely. And that is, I mean, that is the thing, you know, it's just, people tell me ask me all the time, oh, how I want to create something. I just say, go through your day and find out what annoys you.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's missing? What's bothering you? Yeah, and even, like, you know what, take something that exists and make it prettier, make it something more something. Like, there's there's so much. Just start paying attention.
Right. Very, very good point.
Yeah.
That was your oldest when you had the idea for Mabel's Labels when he was, would you say, 3 years, 3 months?
Yes.
And so five additional children later, how are you?
Well, bear in mind, too.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, just for clarity here, he already had two little sisters at that point when he was diagnosed. So I packed
pretty
tight.
Oh, wow. Right. So you had three children under four?
Yeah, I think under three, really.
Wow.
Right, because he was 3.3, and yeah, so that was a bit of fun. But it was, like, those early days, I think about Mabel's Labels, like, we were, I mean, quite literally, I can remember I was pregnant with the fourth, and we would be in that basement making labels till 2 a.m., and then, you know, I would go home and get up at 6 with the three babies and have a day with them and then do it all again. Like, it's a little bit of a blur, I gotta say.
I'll bet. Wow, that's amazing. So, again, and we only have about a minute left. How do you balance it or integrate it? Some people don't like the word balance because that assumes something is falling off the plate, and let's hope it's not in your case or anybody's case.
I don't mind so much about balance because I do feel like I have it, and this is why, because I'm entitled to make changes, right? Like, so if I feel like I'm not spending enough time at home or I'm not doing enough with the kids, I can make a change. Or if I feel like I need to at certain times I need to spend more time at work, then I can make decisions. I'm trying to be super productive with my time. I do things like with email. I do the touch it once principle, so I don't reread emails 1,000 times. I'm really efficient with my time with my children, you know, like with their sports. I'll put two kids on the same team. Like, I find little, there's so many little life hacks, you know. But, you know, really, I think for me, I gave up mom guilt about 4 kids ago because that's truly not productive at all.
Excellent.
And I think you got to really ask for help when you need it. And like, learn from my mistake. Honestly, I got a nanny when my 5th kid was 1, and that was 3 kids too late on the situation there. Don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, and really my saving grace is around perspective. Like, I just don't take myself too seriously. I don't take, you know, although, you know, we take our business very seriously,
and
we have to get the labels out the door. I mean, we would not be where we are if we were not completely professional and took our business very seriously. But at the same time, you know, I try to remember that we're not saving lives here. You know, we're making labels.
Right.
And so, like, you know, I'm not doing the Heimlich maneuver at this moment. Yeah.
Excellent.
Perspective and being able to let the little stuff go is key.
Mabelslabels.com. There's also a blog where we can read updates, I'm assuming. And Julie, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. And as Maria Bailey always says, you know, she's worked for, when her kids were raising her kids, the example you're setting for your kids, even if something is out of balance, is a wonderful thing. So you're doing a great thing for your kids and other moms too. So thank you so much.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
We're going to be talking about food and a wonderful new cookbook out by author Frances Largeman Roth. She's RDN, and she's a New York Times bestselling author and nationally recognized health expert. And I can't even read all of the national TV and Food Network accolades you've received. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Frances.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So when did your latest cookbook launch? It's called Eating in Color, Delicious Healthy Recipes for You and Your Family. When did you launch it?
Eating in Color came out in 2014, and I've been preaching the message ever since.
Great. So what is the message? Give us the top. It sounds great because I know I've heard a lot about that, especially with kids, like make their plates really colorful and fun and then they're also, you know, eating more healthier vegetables, et cetera. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I'm a dietitian, right? So I was coming at things from the standpoint of, you know, eat your broccoli and eat your peas because they're so good for you. And then it took me a while to really understand that that does not matter to little kids, maybe to teenagers, but it does not matter to little kids. And so if you want them to eat those colorful and nutritious fruits and veggies, really, you have to make it about fun, and you have to make it about things that are beautiful to eat and interesting to eat. And I also found that for my oldest daughter, I also had to make it a little bit competitive and to encourage her to get more color on her plate by saying things like, look at your 2-year-old brother. He has 3 colors on his plate. You only have 1. So let's take a few more. So there are so many different ways to kind of encourage people to eat in color. But I really think that showing them the fun of it is a great way to go. And it also works for adults as well as for kids.
Yes, no doubt. So picky eaters have been, a topic of discussion with moms for eons, probably. And you mentioned that there's some tips for picky eaters. Can you give us the top 2 or 3?
Absolutely. So the number one tip is don't give up. Okay. Just continue to offer up the broccoli and the carrots and all the yummy, nutritious stuff. And they will eventually try it, but it may take 15 to 18 times, which sounds crazy. And it makes parents want to pull their hair out, but that is the truth. And, in fact, I had actually kind of given up on Brussels sprouts, to be honest. And then my 3-year-old said, Mommy, I want some Brussels sprouts. And so it kind of just reaffirmed the fact that you just have to keep offering it because you never know what day they're going to suddenly say, yeah,
right.
Okay, I think I will try it. And it doesn't mean that they're going to love it, even if they try it. But the whole point is to really develop your child's palate so that they do include more variety in their diet. And that means more nutrients as well.
Right. So, and tell me about, you said one of your tips is add sweets to the proteins.
Yes. So that is something that HelloFresh discovered when they did they recently did a survey because they came out with their newly launched family plan. And so they wanted to see what families really wanted, what they were really eating. And the number one protein is pork, which was surprising because they thought that it would be chicken.
Right.
And what they're finding is that kids really love the flavor of pork because it does pair well with things that are sweet, like apples and sweet potatoes. So,
right.
And that's easy to do. You can give it a honey glaze or use apple jam. And it's just kind of interesting to know that it's not just the chicken fingers and the grilled cheese and things like that. Kids really do like other things. They also love crispy. So that same survey showed that many of the favorites on the HelloFresh menu are things that are crispy. So you can use that to your advantage. You can top everything from fish to sweet potatoes and everything in between if that's something that your kid really loves.
Right. That's very good. Very good points. And I think we all like crispy, don't we? Like you said,
most
it could be for kids
do.
And their
yeah.
parents. Yeah. So the cookbook is called Eating in Color, Delicious, Healthy Recipes for You and Your Family. And it's available everywhere. All where books are sold. The big ones online as well. Correct?
Absolutely.
Great. So, and then we have about 30 seconds to go. And HelloFresh.com is also, give us about 30 seconds on what HelloFresh is.
Yeah, so HelloFresh is a meal delivery service, and you can sign up for the meals that you want, and they do have this awesome family plan, which has recipes that are geared more to families and also serves 4 as opposed to serving 2.
Right.
And also has some other fun stuff for kids. So check them out, and also check out my website, which is FrancisLargemanRoth.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. Check out MomTalkRadio.com for this show and other past shows. And also follow us on Facebook at Mom Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.